This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Father Kirill Gobrinov, press secretary for the Catholic Archdiocese of the Mother of God in Moscow, says that he believes the upcoming meeting between Pope Francis and Patriarch Kirill, the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, will help take relations to a new level between the two churches. He spoke to me earlier.
The significance of this meeting, of course, is that the Russian Orthodox Church is the largest local Orthodox Church in the world, and it represents a very large part of the Eastern Orthodox civilization, and sometimes it's considered to be like opposed in some questions, in some matters to the Roman Catholic, to the Western civilization. And also it's one of the reasons probably why it took so long for the Russian Patriarch to meet the Pope, despite the signals from the Catholic side that the Church is ready for such contacts. And in fact, despite the fact that there was no meeting between the Pope and the Russian Patriarch, the contacts between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church, the Catholic Church in general, the contacts were very rich and fruitful. And of course, the present Patriarch Kirill has met both Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul while he was the head of the Department for Foreign Relations of the Moscow Patriarchate. So he knows very good about these relations between our churches. And this meeting will be a sign that these relations can now come to a new level, get to a new level, that there will be more freedom, more courage, more desire to discuss even more difficult questions that are an obstacle for us to give a common witness for the world, because this is probably the most important topic that will be discussed on that meeting. How we can give a joint, united witness to the world where Christianity becomes endangered, where Christians are killed every day, and in the face of these challenges, the unity in the witness have become even more important.
You talked there about giving a common witness, and the Russian Orthodox Church said in a statement that the central item on the agenda during this historic meeting will be the persecution of Christians in many parts of the world, specifically the Middle East. This is very much a cause of common concern, isn't it, between the two churches?
Yes, this is really a topic of concern. Of course, no one in the world can see without great sorrow on those afflictions that the Christians in the Middle East, in some parts of Africa and Asia, are suffering. And Russian Orthodox Church has historically relations with this Eastern Orthodox churches in the Middle East. And they really try to do their best to intervene for the sake of the suffering Christians, as of course does the Roman Catholic Church. And I think that this is a situation where we have to give up maybe some pretenses, maybe some reasons for not working together that maybe were important some time ago, and we could use them as an excuse for not being ready for a dialogue. But now it's a time when we have to really think about what's most important. It's saving people's lives, saving the churches that are struggling for their existence. And this is really a very important thing to discuss.
I was speaking there to Father Kirill Gobrinov, press secretary for the Catholic Archdiocese of the Mother of God in Moscow.